With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha Makia. What's cracking, what's really good? They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier, mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha Makia and Big Dave.
We're back, baby!
What up, what up?
Oh my gosh, have I missed you. Big Dave's Power Half Hour is officially back. This is like the real backness one of 2020. Does that make sense?
No.
It makes sense.
I didn't understand it.
I miss
again,
you.
Again, I still can't understand you. And I talk to you every day on text. And of course, I love my shout outs at prime time.
Yeah.
Love my
shout outs. You know what I'm saying?
DJ58's in the house with
okay.
us always.
You know what I'm saying? But how have you been doing? It's been like, what, 4 months? We shut down officially in March. So this podcast, pretty much, we've been around each other, but we haven't been able to do this and bring you back the show. We've been getting a lot of emails. Everybody's like, what's going on?
We let the animal out of the cage. They wouldn't let me out of the cage.
Yeah, no.
Because I wouldn't put my mask on.
Listen.
No, I wear my mask all the time. You got to wear the mask, everybody. You have to wear the mask. It's so important.
Listen. All right, so March was the last time I saw you.
Right.
And then we just didn't know what the hell was happening with the world.
No, because literally the 19th was the last day that the gym was open, and then everything shut down. And
that was like a sad day.
Yeah.
It was a really sad day.
But we didn't know that it was going to be a snowball effect of chaos.
It was.
And now look at it today. It is just a mess.
Are you really disinfecting your damn Gatorade bottle right now?
I got
now?
My Gatorade bottle in the studio, so everybody knows I'm here. I gotta leave my mark.
You want some antibacterial put all over your arms?
Dogs pee on a tree. I leave my Gatorade bottle in the studio. They all know I'm back.
Oh my God, Dave. So I miss you. So how have you and Em and the family been doing with everything that's going on? I know it was crazy, but I also heard that you were safely still kind of sort of traveling.
Everything was good. You know, we traveled a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, with my work, I still have to travel here and there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were very fortunate. The airports were good. The planes were good. We had no problems. A couple places that we had went or I had went did get shut down. So that was kind of a bummer. But, you know, we kind of knew what to expect. So it wasn't really a shock.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Still was disappointing.
It was disappointing, especially when you're used to kind of doing that. But, you know, we've been adapting just like everybody else. You know, not a lot of things changed for me with the gym aspect. You know, we were still working out. We were very fortunate to have a couple gyms that we were utilizing.
Yeah.
And
you definitely made it work, because I know the boss man, Victor Starr, was like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Melina
the
Falcon
gyms are closing.
Boy.
And I was like, well, if the gyms are closing, I'm just going to eat.
Right.
And
I'm going
to eat, you know, my feelings.
That's the thing, is that a lot of people, you know, they kind of just went rogue. And,
and I
do give a lot of shout outs and props to a lot of the people that I know, because they did make it work.
Yeah.
But we were very, very fortunate with a lot of the people that we know in the network that we have, all of us together. We were fortunate.
You made it work.
We did make it work. And you know, we're very fortunate that we were able to do that. And we maintained our workouts. We maintained social distancing.
We did.
Know, we all had our masks.
And still have.
Kept cleaning. And we're still doing that very diligently. And, you know, I got to give a huge shout out to Crunch in Greenwood Village here. You know, to all the staff, especially our cleaning crew and everybody
out
there.
That's everybody.
That's my home. That's Tasha's home and Vic's home. And the whole family here at 107.5, and it is spotless. And I mean, we have been able to conduct business because of them and because of what they're doing. And I really got to give a very big thank you. And we are very appreciative of what they're doing. So thank you. And a lot of the gyms, you know, I'm very biased to Crunch, obviously, but some of the gyms I've been to, the Chews that I train at over off Broadway and Bellevue, they've done an amazing job.
That's
good. So I think that, you know, a lot of the places are really doing their diligence as good as they can.
Yeah.
There are some that are not, and we'll keep that kind of disclosed. But, you know, please wipe your stuff down when you go to the gym before and after. Take it upon yourself.
I mean, you should have been doing this before, but now you have even more of a reason.
That's the thing that really kind of really irks me being in this industry, is that this should have been done before.
Right.
And now it's such a big shock that we're having to do it. And yeah. I see so many guys get up from a piece of machinery and not
and walk
wipe
away.
It down.
And I'm like, oh my God,
and you know, you don't want to have a confrontation because yeah. everybody's on edge, especially these days right now.
Yes. And then you can wake up one day and really be in the mood for some shit. And if somebody does that and walks away, you're like, come on, bro. Like,
And that's the thing is that everyone, you don't know what you're going to get because with all the stuff that everybody's dealing with all the
mental
health issues that are going on outside, it's crazy. So hopefully we can calm everybody down. You could take 30 minutes and have a peace of mind, listen to us and laugh a little bit and kind of make,
that's what we're here
make
for.
Light of a little bit of things. So.
I'm just going to tell you, we've been being smart with everything. We miss you guys so much. And we were just trying to figure out how we're going to do this. How are we able to get back and do it safely? Right, you know what I mean? Right. And of course, we've both been safe outside of work and things like that. Right. But I do got to piggyback off of you. Big shout out to Christy and big shout out to Chelsea. Crunch Fitness gym is so clean. It's incredible.
It really is. And I mean, like, I'm not just saying that. Like, no, again, and I train in so many different gyms around the area. I train at different gyms around the country when I travel. And really, we have been so
super,
diligent
super.
About it. I mean, the members, the staff, again, like Christy and Chelsea have done an amazing job with keeping all the cleaning crew and the cleaning crew, the front desk staff,
amazing
everyone,
people,
the trainers. So just let's keep it up.
And even if you know, like, there's times that people will cover their mouth and maybe not their nose. What I love about them is that they're on you about it, but they do it with a heart. So if you're looking to just get yourself in shape, they're actually hooking you up. If you mention Big Day's Power Half Hour for $1 just to sign up for your first month, so get on out there and get back on it because I know I have to.
Yes.
I've, you know, they were saying, hey, you know, the COVID-15, like the college thing,
right,
you know, honey,
literally.
30.
Right. I think, and even guys
pounds.
Too, like women have been like, oh my God, I gotta get back in shape. And, you know, really it goes right back to what Tosh said. The biggest thing is we know people are still scared and concerned and nervous to go.
I'm the one.
But, and you are, you,
I'm
because
ridiculously
you have family that is a little bit elder and can't have that around. And,
You
know, the biggest thing is, to be perfectly honest with you, is that we are doing everything
amongst they are. And I'm so thankful.
Power and above protocol because we don't want to be shut down. And
no.
We're trying to be the forefront of this. So, please at least take the opportunity to come check us out. Like Tosh said, mention Big D's Power Half Hour. They'll sign you up for $1. You can't beat that.
Month.
And, you know, that's reciprocating. So that's all the crunches, Colorado Springs, Aurora,
all of our
Greenwood
friends,
Village, all of our family.
Get your crunch on.
Right on.
Get your crunch on.
Exactly.
So let me just ask you, what the hell have you been doing? Your skin is glowing. I'm over here looking mad see-through. And your face is nice and lean, but your body is huge. Like, what's going on in D's
just
world?
I've been training, you know, trying to train my ass off, just keep up with all my clients, like Victor Starr, Millennium Falcon, Peloton Boy.
Yeah.
And now we got DJ 5/8 in the building.
Well, yeah, we brought him in.
You got to understand something, guys. Like, Tosh is a little bit bitter because Tosh and I are like brother and sister.
Yes.
So they came to me and they're like, look, we got a challenge going on.
Called the KS 30
Alton,
for 30.
Which we'll call DJ 5/8, but he is Alton. He is trying to gain weight, and then Tosh is trying to drop some weight.
So he wants to gain 30 pounds.
He wants to gain 30 pounds. You want to drop 30 pounds.
Yes.
And of course, you know, and I will say this on the air because I am transparent. I'm not scared of Alton because I can pick him up with my finger. That's my boy.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing very well, but of course I am biased to you.
Come on, man.
So, you know, we may have to put him on a little cardio and mix it up a little bit.
And then, you know, his metabolism is so fast.
And he'll
listen.
I'll be like, yo, man, get on the cardio for 20 minutes a day. You know, whatever you say, Dave. This is not going to put weight on you.
Wait a minute, I gotta do this. So what's happening is that during the COVID-19, my DJ and I, when I'm on KS107.5, we decided that we wanted to challenge each other, you know, for physical fitness, but it's not just physically, it's more mentally, because there's days with during the COVID, and even still right now with the social distancing, you go through your mental days. You know, you have your good days, you have your bad days. And for me, I deal with that. That's been a big part of my life when it comes to mental health and mental illness, you know, growing up. And even still, I struggle here and there. So we thought if we did this, it'll be great, a great way to get everybody on top of it. Because before the COVID, me and you were going to get it and kick ass.
Exactly. And then we kind of got
good,
hit
and
with
then,
that. Everybody did. And, you know, the news does not
scary.
Help. And outside does not help with everything going on. And, of course, we will be addressing a lot of this stuff coming up because we've had a lot of inquiries on this. We cannot thank you enough for following us and being on top of it with us. You know, without you guys, we can't do what we do. And without Victor and everybody and the staff and support of 107.5, especially Tosh. You know, Tosh has been pushing to get us back. Well, I'm still learning. I'm the
whatever.
The
He's
here.
So red right
I'm
now.
I'm still learning.
He is a mess. But we decided we wanted to do something. And if you want to get involved, we'll put up some information on Big Dave's Power Half Hour Instagram page. But get involved, add your friends, and let's just have some fun with it. And then it was funny because I was saying to Dave, like, when the gyms did shut down, you know, people were being a little bit more creative. No,
very
were
much
they taking
so.
It outside
home
and
workouts? You know, going online, looking at.
That's such
stuff.
A struggle for me doing
it
outside
hard.
For me.
It's kind of like, you know, I compare it in a way to online school.
Mm.
I could not you know, I look at some of my clients, and I know so many parents that have children. You yeah. of course, are one of those people. And me and Tosh were talking about this before we started.
Just were talking, yeah.
It would be so hard for me if I was back in school to do online, because there's so many other things that are pulling me away from that. And I have a very big problem with attention issue and really taking in knowledge.
Yeah.
So I have to attend a class.
Be in the physical.
I have to actually be present and need to be accounted for.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a big shout out to all the parents and that are trying to juggle work and have their kids do school.
And then have extracurricular activities.
Exactly. It's like it's driving people nuts.
It is. It
really is. So hopefully the gym is that's your safe place. You can get away for maybe 30 minutes or an hour. Turn us on. Listen to Tosh and 5-8 at prime time. I tell you what, you guys tear it up.
Thank you.
You guys tear it up. He tears it up on there.
Thank you.
And then with you in the background, it's
crazy.
Oh,
we just be talking so much junk.
It's fun. Like, the music you guys play is on
Thank you,
point.
D. That on means point. A lot.
It does. Seriously.
We're just trying to get everybody motivated.
You guys know me. I would say it sucks if it sucked, but it doesn't suck. It's awesome. So listen to it.
So big shout out to everybody that did take their workout outside and still pushed through, even if you didn't stay as consistent as you normally would.
Doing something.
But I bought a bike.
Right. Yeah, and that's huge, because you probably wouldn't buy a bike.
Dude, I mean, I'm going to be 8 months post-surgery.
Right.
In August 2nd.
And you had so many complications that set you back, but now you're back on the grind.
I was like, bro, I need a bike.
Yeah,
and so I went online, I Googled, everybody was out of bikes.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's out of mopeds.
Amazon, everybody's
everything,
out of
four-wheelers.
Even
I was like,
body bar, dude, ball, like they're out of it.
I found one at Dick's. They wanted $7 for it. They hooked me up with it for $200.
Wow.
I didn't say who I was.
I was literally before you
the
even
guy was
finished,
like, you know what?
I was going to be like, you know who I am? I'm Tasha McKeon.
I never do that. And he's funny because the boss man would laugh at me like when the world was open, if there was a club, I would stand in line and not say, hey, I'm so-and-so.
Right.
I don't do that. It's just like, I think it's weird.
You know
weird.
Who I am? I'm Big D. I don't know. Get me in right now, man.
So I got this beautiful ocean blue bike and
the
I use it. Well, blue is my favorite color.
Yes.
And so, like, I've been out there taking rides with the kids on the weekends for 2 hours. I'm feeling great. My back is great. I'm just ready to get this ass off the front of me.
Ever. She's sitting there playing with this in front of me. And
it's my belly. I'm playing
fantastic.
With my belly.
And again, you guys know me. I'm transparent. She looks good. She looks great.
I'm trying,
Dave. It's just good to see my little sister.
I'm excited to be back. So we're going to have a lot in store for you guys. If there's ever any topics that you want us to talk about, email bigdavespowerhalfhour@gmail.com and we'll get that thing going.
Yeah,
pretty easy, right?
Time. Yeah, I mean, I think there's so many topics to discuss. We don't even know where to start. And a lot of them, you know, are very controversial. And you know,
it's
obviously we want to touch base on them because we want everybody's opinion.
We will.
And we want to handle it with kids' gloves because we don't want to be disrespectful or offend anybody. But we're also going to give you our two cents like we always do.
Of course. Yeah. Well, big shout out to big shout out to our girl Nighttime Stoner. I didn't realize her name until I wrote it down.
Never heard this.
She's on our Instagram.
Okay, well, thank
I was
you
like,
for
well,
following us.
What would you like Dave and I to talk about? You know, on the first podcast, we're just coming back. We got so much catching up. As you can see, we really do have a lot of catching up to do. She asked, "What was your favorite part of the quarantine? And what is the one thing you hated the most?" 2-part question.
You're asking me this.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing that I liked the most was the time I was able to spend with my fiance.
Yeah.
Number one, because you definitely get to know someone a lot different when you're not in a restaurant, you're not in a public environment, and you know, you literally are stuck in the house or the quarantine.
You either gotta make it or you're not.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it's funny because, you know, they said the divorce rate went up and all that stuff. And,
yes.
And it's like, you know, we were kind of the opposite. It's like, you know, she is my best friend and we love hanging out, but it puts that at a totally different level.
Yeah.
So I think that was probably my favorite thing. And second favorite thing was cooking, because I like to cook.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I definitely experimented a lot more because obviously we weren't eating out.
Did you find anything really yummy that you love that you created?
Not really, no.
No. Like, this is not good.
I definitely was good
it's
at ordering on DoorDash. Shout out to DoorDash because they love us. And, I mean, we definitely support our local restaurants.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
Shout out to Hoppa. Shout out to, you know, Ocean Prime. And,
I knew you were going to say Ocean Prime.
You know, Ocean
we love
Prime, got to give a shout out. Benihana for sure. All my peeps over there.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we really tried to support as much as we could at least one
Well, with the businesses, that was scary too.
That I think was the biggest concern of mine because I have a ton of friends and clients and business partners
in the restaurant industry.
Mm-hmm. And those poor people I was more concerned about. So if we could order,
scary.
We would. But I'll be honest with you, we did end up saving a ton of money.
Oh my God, me
I mean,
too.
I because you go out just as much as I do. And we love eating out.
I do.
We do. And
I couldn't believe how much money we saved.
Yeah.
But like you said, it was dope to support the
it
local
was.
Businesses.
And you know, and they were so appreciative. Like when we started going back to the restaurants, because again, I think like everybody else, we were very apprehensive to go back in because we didn't know what to expect.
Right.
And unfortunately, there were a few that were not up to par yet. But of course, they have to open.
Right.
And we respect that. But at the same time, you know, I think the biggest thing that I didn't like was the unknown. I think I speak for so many people that every day this changes hour by hour.
And you don't know.
Right. And you don't know. And you know, people are so quick to pass judgment on the politicians and the
CDC
and
so
the power that,
that
be. And it's like, they don't know either. This is
we're trying to fill it out. Right.
Right. And I think that, you know, the biggest thing is just trying to stay as positive as possible. Mm-hmm. And that's me talking, Mr. Critical. And you know, I call myself out. I am critical of everything and everyone. And at the end of the day, I think this really made me realize, you know, you just have to be a little bit patient, take a step back, take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. And literally, and we keep pounding the gym, but we say the gym because that's probably my safe haven.
It is your safe haven.
I go in the gym, I get the aggression out, and hopefully for that hour that I'm in the gym beating my ass, I'm not going to get so angry and less patient and critical when I get back, when I get out. Me. So I think that's the biggest thing is that, you know, for me, I really kind of got to know myself better. You know, I had a lot of time for myself, you know, being in and out of the house.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, honestly, it wasn't really different for me and or M, but, you know, we got to know each other a lot better. And I think the biggest thing was is just really just being more patient and just understanding where people are coming from. Mm-hmm. You know, I learned a lot about unemployment. I learned a lot about food banks.
So
I didn't know anything about these things. And I'm not trying to be naive and I'm not trying to be stupid.
No, but it's I love the fact that you're being transparent.
It's not my world. And you know, and I'm not saying that in a bad way, but I was never really exposed to that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be honest. And I think that seeing friends of mine or people that I've got to know be put in that position, it really, really made me see a different perspective. Uh-huh. And I think that knowing that now, it really kind of makes you respect and really value what you have and what you're able to do and how many things we kind of do take for granted. Because I think that's one of the biggest things that COVID did was made me realize that there is a lot of garbage that I take for granted that I don't need. I don't have to
because
have.
Because you were, before this, let's be, look at your life now, look at it then. We were living a fast life.
100%.
Concerts, parties, this, that, huge events, galas, like we were moving.
Right, and you don't think of the littlest things like, you know, someone that, like 5'8", for example, let's use him as an example, like, he does his living based on clubs and parties and stuff
and
like that.
He rocks them.
And then when it shut down, it's like,
what does he do?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And it really made your heart bigger.
So I think that it really made me put a lot of things in perspective and really realize that, hey, you know, sometimes it's not materialistic shit and stupid things.
Right.
It's the time that you get to spend with the people that you love, like you and Vic and my clients and my friends. I really got to know my friends better and I really got to see true colors of certain people that, that we thought we knew and some people we didn't think we knew. And, and you know, I'm just very blessed that we all came really together and we all formed a bond that I don't think we would have done had this
happened.
It's a lot
deeper than before.
Right. And I think
you would agree.
Yeah.
It's like everything's a little bit more clearer.
Yes. Yes. Right? And you know, what wasn't clear at that time really got clarified quick. And I think so I think that for us, and I hope I speak for a lot of people, you know, a lot of positives came out of it.
Yeah.
And but we're still in it. And you know, we still got to recognize that this is still going on.
Right.
I think a lot of people are just so quick to be like, well, it's just going to go away. It's not going to go away, guys. We still got a lot of time here. So we
got some ways to go.
Yeah.
I'll just say this.
Yeah.
And I'm not, one of my girlfriends is super political. Love her to death. One of my best friends. I have this feeling that once the elections happen, COVID's gonna come on.
Yep.
Here's a concert. Let's go here, you know.
That's
but who knows? But until then, you know, it's funny because somebody said to me on my Instagram, how do you keep finding positives in a negative time with the COVID? And I said,
I think we just clarified
because
that. I think we literally just clarified
to.
That. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to close the door and turn off the lights?
Like, I've suffered with depression so long in my life. Guess where? I don't want to be in that dark.
In
like
that
you
bubble.
See these windows, how our walls are nothing but glass and we have this beautiful view of Colorado.
Right.
Like that's how my brain wants to be every day.
Right.
So you have to find your blessings. I'll say for me, the positive that came out of this, I thought I was super family before.
Oh, now you're even warm.
Bro, I am so much, and it made me feel sad because I thought, damn, I thought I was a really good mom before.
Right.
And mom and Terry are like, no, you're great. But now the slowdown has helped me get connected in ways.
With your kids and the boys, man, and stuff like that. And her boys are amazing and her mom's amazing. Terry's crazy good.
Thank you.
But like you said before we even started talking, it's like it does put things in perspective.
It does,
of
man.
What you think is legit and what's not.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely want to give a shout out to Amazon because
I
definitely helped them out a lot.
Let me
still
tell you something. I started Christmas shopping.
I've been Christmas shopping every day for myself in July. I mean, I bought some socks the other day. I bought some boob tape the other day.
But wait a minute, hold on, Dave.
We're not even going to go into that. We'll go into that next topic.
Damn it.
That's wedding topic right there. But real talk, like I bought some things that I probably would never buy. And I'm just like, ooh, that looks fun to buy.
I got some woman fun things, right, you know, exactly. Because Terry travels.
Right.
So, and I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to be transparent. I was like, hey, never did this. Going to do it. Boom. And it was there. Thank God my kids didn't open it.
Some crazy FaceTime stuff.
I mean, no.
She's turning bright red, everybody.
But you know what I also did?
FaceTime's going to be on point.
I knew that once I got back with you, you were going to really kick my ass because I've been in the gym pretty much on my own. And so, and I've lost 5.7 pounds.
She looks great. Don't let her fool you guys. She looks amazing.
I just want to feel stronger because, ladies, you know, when we feel stronger, it's not about feeling thin. We feel better. But I also ordered clothes that were a little too small.
There you go. So
in my little string bikini.
You got a goal.
My thong, thong, thong.
And there's no reason why you can't wear that on FaceTime instead of Jamaica.
No,
I'm not. There's no reason why you can't wear that.
I'm saving that for the 2020, 21, excuse me, year to go traveling. But
and that's
no,
the thing is that we don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, here I am in the position, like I said, you
we
know,
don't know.
We love to travel.
Yeah.
And a lot of my jobs that I do, I have
you
to
have
travel.
You have to travel.
So I've been very limited and you really do miss it. But these people that do work in that industry have done everything they can.
It's just
one of those things. It's just like it's gonna take some time.
Yeah, and we're gonna get through it.
And this is me saying this.
Yeah.
Everyone just has to take a step back, take a deep breath, under your stupid mask, and just smile and try and take it in perspective.
Let me just ask you this. Oh, really, really quick to end it. One thing I hated the most about this whole quarantine was people complaining about the mask. And see, now I love the fact that at Crunch, you wear your mask, but it's teaching me how to really breathe, especially with this damn altitude.
I bought a training mask.
I need to get some.
I bought a training mask, everybody.
Are you kidding?
I look like Bane from
Batman. Oh, I want to look like Bane.
Look like Bane, and everyone says that. So I'm actually going to let Tosh
post
a picture of me in the training mask.
Okay.
Okay, because everyone is like, D, you look like Bane, and I sound like Bane, more of like a special Bane, but
oh my God. I'm gonna take a picture of him.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we'll do it before the next taping.
Oh, we'll do it this weekend. But
oh yeah, we'll have Victor do it.
I got one and this thing is crazy because
what color is it?
It's black.
Uh-huh.
And again, like Bane.
Do you sound like
well, yeah, because
Luke
I can't
Skywalker's
breathe the damn thing.
I am your father.
I don't sound that fluid. I sound like I'm dying. Like I literally sound like I fell off the treadmill and died. So I did cardio the other day with this damn thing on, and I pulled it off my face probably 2-3 times because I literally felt like someone was plugging my nose with this thing. But I tell you, it does work.
Yeah.
And I bought it because I've always been intrigued by it. So I did some research.
Right, me too.
And granted, we do live, you know, 5280.
Yeah.
But
we travel,
you know,
when
I do cardio, which I don't do much of, I wanted to really make sure that I was getting the most out of the cardio. And, you know, so I bought it, and I will be honest, it definitely does make a difference.
So what is it? What is it?
So what it does is the training mask, the whole point of it is to basically increase or decrease the oxygen that's going into your mouth and how you breathe in your airway.
Okay.
So if you were to basically plug your nose and get on a treadmill and do cardio, you're going to be heaving and having trying to catch a breath.
Oh, yeah.
The training mask has different settings, so you can basically set it to be completely open, which means you're getting full air. But you also have to understand, it is like wearing a mask like we wear, but it's contained around your nose and your mouth. So you can't literally take deep breaths in and breathe out. It's teaching you how to breathe in a certain pattern to get more air into the lung, to increase the oxygenation and the airflow in the lung. Now, there are a lot of studies that say that it does not increase the oxygenation into the blood. But it definitely does control your air and your airway passage of your breathing so you can be more proficient doing cardio.
We got to get some to say Big Dave's Power Half Hour.
I'll tell you what, it's cool. And like I said, Tosh will take a picture of it. You know, anybody that is struggling with cardio, I do recommend it, but do not, and I repeat, do not try and be a rock star and put this thing in a setting that limits your air, because what it does
is be smart.
There's certain ways to eliminate how much air is coming into the mask, and that's what increases the airflow that you're able to take in. So it's training your body to be able to basically breathe in a certain way, whether the oxygenation is full go or limited. So you can turn off a chamber, so you're only getting half the air that you normally would. So therefore, you're not being able to take in as much air and oxygen as you normally would.
I'm gonna get one.
It's crazy. And I tell you what, once you start it, I got it, and I was apprehensive to wear it, but I'm wearing it when I train. And, you know, it does have a carbon filter, so it does count as wearing a mask, as if you were wearing a paper mask or a cloth mask.
Oh, so that's good.
So it does have multi-purpose, especially right now.
Yeah.
But it's beneficial. But again, you have to train yourself and just gradually work yourself. Like we always say, crawl before you walk.
Right.
Like we always, you always hear us say this. And train yourself to use it. I tell you what, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And I get nervous wearing it, but I'm doing it, and people around my place, they see me like they walk like around because they're scared.
Yeah,
but it's funny because
you're gonna look like you belong in a Marvel movie.
This thing
or
literally makes you look even more scarier than I already do. So I like it because you know it is what it is. So we'll take a picture. We want to get your consensus. But look them up. They're on Amazon, and you know they're all great prices, and you know they're not too much. But the benefit of it is huge, and it's worth the money. And I'm saying that so. For sure.
I'm definitely going to log on today and see if I find myself a red one.
I got mine in my car, so I'm going to let you try it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we'll see if Tosh passes out or not.
No, hopefully not, because my short-term goals, in short, is to be able to run. But until then, because of the slamming on the... You run?
I'm kidding. I walk.
I was going to say, brother, you skip.
I drive. I'll drive across the street.
You know me, girl. You're so bougie.
But you know what's funny is that I did Stairmaster the other night.
How was that?
But it was hell. And I haven't I haven't done a lot of cardio, but I did 10 minutes on the Stairmaster, which with the mask on equates to almost 20.
Oh God.
So that is one nice thing about the mask. When you put it on
and
you do the treadmill, it's a lot easier to wear on the treadmill than it is the Stairmaster because you're not heaving and trying to breathe in so heavy.
On an incline.
So, you know, I had my hoodie on and this and that. And we'll put the picture on Instagram.
My
so
boy was going.
It. But I was going and I was just dripping wet, which brings
that's
me back
what
to
I need.
Competition days, which I'm trying to get back in that groove. But anyway, it's funny because I did 15 minutes on the treadmill, which with the mask on would equate to about 25.
Okay.
So it does increase It does increase the resistance that you would normally do.
Okay.
So if you do a walk on the treadmill for 10 minutes, just a normal walk, and you put the mask on, it's like going 20 minutes or 30 minutes.
I need
so
that.
So it definitely increases the resistance that you would normally do.
Okay,
so,
I'm definitely going to try that.
Yeah, check them out. It's really good. Really good.
I'm really excited
about
that.
Like I said, it's nice to just wear that as opposed to a paper mask. Because
thing falls off of you.
I will be honest, though. I have cloth masks. We have some really cool masks that we got at Crunch that are really thin, and you can breathe really well in them, but they make my ears stick out, so it looks stupid because I have big ears. But anyway, I like the paper mask in the gym better.
Do you?
I feel I can breathe a lot better, and I get more airflow in the paper mask I do the cloth.
You know what's so
it's
funny?
It's not as hot.
Well, maybe when I first got here to Colorado about 2 years ago, The Weeknd, the Weeknd.
Yeah, I like
he
him.
He sent all of us
really?
A bunch of face masks.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have an X and O one.
Okay.
My favorite one. I have to wash the bitch like every 2 days.
Right, it's cloth. So you can
I
wash
mean,
it.
I mean, it's cloth. Yeah,
does
but
it make
I wash
you
it
break
by
out?
Hand.
Because I keep hearing
no.
all the girls say they break out.
But
from...
see, I'm a skincare fanatic
right.
anyway.
Yeah,
so
your
I've...
skin always looks
Thank
good.
Thank you.
She's Dominican, so of course she's got that glow.
Puerto Rican.
Us white people and we don't understand that. We're just pasty white.
Your skin is amazing. You better stop. But I love that one. And then we have the KS107.5
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Vic got me one of those.
Those are nice and warm.
Yes.
Yeah, they're
but
good
they're
for
heavy.
The winter.
They're
yeah,
heavy.
But just make sure you find something that fits your face.
And
when
just
you
wear
hit the
something.
Gym.
Just wear something. Even if you pull your shirt over your head, just wear something. I
or,
wish it was something.
Bandanas
that,
are cool.
I want to get something that lights up that says, I am smiling.
Okay.
I smile
all the time at people, and they just roll their eyes at me. I'm like, first of all,
right.
I'm trying
can't
to
see.
Talk to your eyeballs.
Yeah,
with my
fiance
eyeballs.
Is like, you're intimidating as it is, so people don't think you're smiling. And I'm
no,
like, I actually am smiling.
Tyra Banks says you got to smize. But no, when you wear your mask, be careful, be safe, and be smart, and just make sure that it fits,
and
especially
make sure it's
in the
clean.
Gym.
That's one thing I
oh
noticed.
My God.
People need to throw the paper mask away
Rosa,
after a couple days.
Our midday girl
Rosa's
on our station on KS107.5, my girl had me in tears. I almost pooped myself in the office. She was like, hey, and she gets on the radio and she's like, hey, you know what? I noticed that chocolate stain on your mask 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's the same damn mask.
Oh my God, people are not washing their masks. No,
and that's why we ordered cloth ones on Amazon. They were like $14 for three of them.
Yeah.
But they're the thicker, heavier mask. And I think everyone out there can attest to it.
You can wash them.
But you can't wash them. Lay them out. But what's funny is that the paper mask, clearly you can't wash.
I mean,
but it is so much easier to throw on because it's pliable, it's breathable.
You can breathe.
But yes, where you guys, for a lot of the women and some of our men, they may wear makeup, whatever, that works.
That's the one thing I miss.
But again, like, and I think a lot of women miss wear makeup.
Because if you put lipstick on, it looks like you were doing some other things when you take your mask off. It's all over the place.
But like your foundation around your nose and your mouth.
My highlighter, right. My red lipstick.
I keep hearing girls keep breaking out.
That's I'm not breaking out, thank God.
So you're fortunate. So just wash your face. Don't put your hands by your face.
Stop touching your face.
Stop touching your face.
I'm touching my face.
Yeah.
Stop touching your face. But you look at me. I got alcohol wipes. Yeah.
Literally,
all this good
stuff. Walk in and she sprays me down with a foaming cloth.
Because safety first, friends.
And then Lysol and Clorox wipes. I got to go through this delousing product process.
Just wear a big condom over your body when you come to work.
I'm just going
to
put a mask on there.
Oh my gosh, we love you guys. We miss you. As you can tell, we are just so excited just to be back on Big Day's Power Half Hour. So if there's any topics moving forward, you know, dealing with the COVID, dealing with the mask, social distancing,
anything,
foods, you know, you might have got off track.
Right.
You know, you might eat your feelings like me. That's why I have to work out.
I think it was one extreme or the next. I think a lot of people either really, really went ham and they did a lot of stuff that they could at home and they put together stuff, which, you know, that's huge.
Yeah.
And again, a lot of shout outs to a lot of the local gyms and national gym chains. They had a lot of apps that you could download workouts at home.
Man.
So they were very, very proficient.
They
with
were
that,
smart.
Which I think was really cool.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were very good. So, you know, a lot of shout out to them for
just
trying
to
keep
keeping
consistency.
Us healthy.
Or people were just really like, the hell with this. I'm just going to go ahead and do what I do. And now they're getting back. Take it slow. Be consistent. And
that
just
was me, Dave.
Follow us. We'll help you through it. But you're not alone. Like
I'm
I said.
Puerto Rican. Rice and, you know, and then my aunt is Italian.
Oh, yeah,
so pasta is like terrifying.
Some of the awesome foods that Tasha
yes.
eats. Yeah, we know how that
but
is.
But now I'm back. It's
some
been
of the foods
4 weeks.
You eat scare me.
Well, no, not anymore.
Christmas time last year when we had our podcast, you remember people, she was naming things I couldn't even say.
Bernie, arroz con gandules.
Yeah,
that's roasted pork.
She gets that tongue
with garlic,
roll.
Yeah. Yellow rice with these little pigeon peas.
Ew.
Oh, they're so good.
Ew.
Not pigeon outside. Anyway, whatever you want to talk about, be sure to hit us up on Instagram at Big Dave's Power Half Hour. We are so excited about being back with you. And if you want to get yourself back on track, let's talk about it. Let's see how we can motivate you to be a better version of yourself. And that's what we're going to be doing, D Money Bags.
We can't wait to hear from all you guys.
We
and
miss
thank
y'all.
You for all the support and all the emails. And let's get our Instagram numbers up because, you know, we get looked at too for social media. And I know I suck because that's why you do it. But we're going
to
put that picture up. We want
him.
Lots and lots and lots of comments on my stupid picture I'm going to put up with my mask.
He's
on.
Ridiculous.
Really.
And we really want to know, honestly, how you're doing. So don't be shy. We're, you know, it's no question is a dumb question.
Good or bad.
Yeah.
Because if it's bad, we're going to address it and we're going to help you get through it.
And we'll see you next week. Oh!
Yes.
Can we talk about the countdown to the big
day? Oh, we'll talk about that next show. But we got a big announcement to make.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm very excited. And the whole fam here is so supportive.
Gosh, I'm so proud.
I can't be more happy and proud of my significant other. She's handling it
very
well.
She's beautiful. And
all my friends and family and acquaintances and clients out there that have been so supportive. I can't thank you guys enough. But that one special person has been dealing with a lot of stress, and she's handling it like a
Emma's
power
awesome.
Champ.
She is.
So I got to give a big shout out to her because it hasn't been easy. And all the people that have tried to get married this year and next year, look, you're not alone. Like, everyone is feeling for you.
But
just do the best that you do.
But it's about you guys.
It's about
and then you know what's the cool thing? You can celebrate
that's
big.
Right.
But
that's
we'll
right.
talk about it some more. We'll have a countdown and all that good stuff. Big Day's Power Half Hour. We miss you. And we'll see you guys next week.
Later.
Love y'all.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media at Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKeon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.